Welcome back to Noise Avocation Podcast. I'm Ryan, here with Jeremy, as always.
Hello, world.
I'm sure you've heard that song before if you're familiar with Detroit hardcore in general, but if not, if anyone's curious, that was Smash by Hate Inc. Off the Clockwork Misery record, and we have Beast with us here today, and we're going to get into talking about some of his upcoming plans for the band. If you haven't heard, Days is reissuing Fraternal Order of Felons. I don't know the date on it yet. Have you seen a date yet, Jeremy?
I have not. Okay. But it's coming soon.
So,
and there's more info in the episode.
Yeah. And follow Hate Inc. In the episode description and check out Days 2 for updates on that. Definitely pre-order it if you're interested, because it hasn't been done, and even the CDs of that are hard to find.
Please enjoy the episode, and thanks to Beast for taking the time to talk to us.
And as always, shop Blast Beats Vinyl. Use our code NOISE for 10% off your first order. They've been dropping a ton of exclusive stuff lately and restocking a lot of like Earache titles and Iced Earth and all types of good metal. So check them out in the episode description. And thanks for listening. Beast, thanks for jumping on the show, man. We appreciate you taking the time to do it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Obviously, like, everybody knows a little bit of the history of Hate Inc. at this point, or at least if you're in the Midwest area, you've heard about it through association of Cold as Life and just hardcore in general. But
yeah.
I know recently, like, I've seen that you're re-releasing Fraternal Order, and you're doing it through Days.
Yeah.
That's fucking huge, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you guys, like, signing with Days, or are they just distributing product?
I really don't know. I think they're just distroing it and putting it up for me or whatever. But it's also a collaboration with Collide Records through G. Will, who pretty much set it all up. Good friend of mine, good dude. Really has gone above and beyond to get this thing out there, and he's the one that put it all together with Days, and So I'm super happy about it and appreciative to him and to Days and Collide and everybody involved, because I've been wanting to get this record out for a while, so I'm psyched.
It's personally my favorite, Fraternal is, but that's probably, that was the first one I
Yeah.
heard. And I just think it's like the most pissed off fucking record I've ever heard, I think.
It's
Oh,
definitely up
thanks.
there.
I mean, like
Appreciate it.
Cold as Life, okay, that shit was scary and like pissed off, but like
Yeah,
it's
but
just, dude, it's just like you can feel the fucking like venom just dripping in that first one. I mean, and in Life of Pain too, and Clockwork, but it's just that first one, man, is so raw sounding.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I like it the same, I mean, I like Clockwork equally. As Fraternal, Clockwork was a little more involved and it had more production value to it. We put more time and effort into that record, as opposed to Fraternal, we just went in to a kind of a rink-a-dink studio and just blasted it out. It was just me and Roy, the drummer from Cold as Life.
Yep.
I played all the guitars on it, or guitar, and he played the drums, and I had my original bass player, Mike Richards, come in and do the bass lines. I had a little bit of help from Mike Hasty from Earth Mover, Walls of Jericho, whose studio it was, Cloud
Yeah, Cloud
City,
City, yep.
do a couple of tracks because Mike didn't know him. But yeah, we did that whole second part of Fraternal outside of the demo.
Just on the fly, like up in Cloud City.
That Cloud City, yeah, not on the fly. That Steel Toe Boots one was on the fly.
Okay, that's weird because that's the one that I wrote down is like that's one of my favorite songs on that album is
Okay,
Steel
cool.
Toe Boots. Dude, I mean the title's sick, but that's funny that that's just on the
Yeah,
fly.
well, Mike Hasty mentioned that there wasn't a lot of time. He's like, you guys got a lot of time if you want to use it. So I just kind of wrote that like w within a minute and we played it.
Oh shit, that's fucking rad. I think that's another thing that people don't realize about you is that you're not just the vocalist. You're like,
Yeah.
you are Haight Inc. Aside from
Right.
your cousin Daryl as the inspiration.
Right.
And
He
the
yeah,
artwork. Yeah.
he definitely was the inspiration and the creator of it, really. I mean, it was his, he came up with, Haight Inc. It was his thing, and it started as a, as his tattooing thing, because he was a tattoo artist. And then he suggested we do the band, and it never panned out with him, but I got with, the Cold as Life guys, and we did it. But yeah, I wrote all the music, literally all the guitars and all the lyrics, except for a couple of jams. It was, I think Jeff did, Jeff G did wrote On the Yard, the music for On the Yard, and then the Dufour brothers wrote Your Time and We Hate the World for Clockwork.
I
They
like
wrote the
We Hate
music.
the World. That's a good track, too. Shout out to Jake and Vinny.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're my homies, man. They're good
Yeah,
dudes.
fuck
Love
yeah,
them.
they are.
Yeah, they're doing Dogs of War pretty fired up right now, so that's cool. So keep an eye out for them.
Yeah, we've been
We've been
going back
working
and forth
on
with
like getting
Vinny.
him. Yeah, since you're here and he's probably gonna listen to this, hit us up about interviewing because we've been trying to get him on.
Oh, you definitely, yeah, you got to de definitely do the DOW interview, because they got a lot of stuff popping, man. I know they dropped a couple of records, and they're doing some shows. They got Brian Sant singing with them again, and I think they just got a new drummer from what's that other, that metal band from the area? They were real big. I can't think of the name right now, but I know they're from a bigger band. I think the singer might have passed away recently, like in the past year.
Ooh.
I think it was. It's not Nocturnal Fear, is it?
No, no,
Okay,
no.
I was gonna
They're a
say.
much bigger band. Like they're like a national act.
Oh shit!
Oh, okay. Shit, I don't know. Then that could be anybody. I was thinking more underground, big.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't even. I know
I
who
just
it is.
saw the fucking videos from a show they did not that long ago. Like, fuck, was he drumming then?
No, I think they just got him. within the past couple of months or something. But so I wanted to ask you guys, were you guys involved with that show we played out there in Alpena?
I was there.
I was not there. I was probably too young. I don't know what year it was, but I know I was too young.
Well, we did two shows out that way. We did one in like a barn.
Yep.
And then we did another one in a elementary school or something. And that one was crazy.
I've heard
The
stories of
school.
both, but I wasn't there. I know you were at.
Yeah, I was at both of them.
The barn was at Scott's, right?
Right. Yeah, the barn was at our buddy Scott Kewen's, and we used to throw shows out there. And that particular show, I think we had like two kegs, and by the time you showed up, that shit was gone. People,
Yeah.
We were grilling, and like
Oh,
Scott,
man.
the dude that owned the barn or whatever his parents did, he used like gas or something to fucking cook the burgers with. I'm like, I'm not eating that shit. End of the night, dude, everybody's all fucking puking and shitting. It's hilarious, man.
Yeah, that was a great time, man. It was such a good time. It was a great party. Everybody had a good time, man. When we played, everybody was going nuts,
Fuck yeah,
and
man. We were like, it was just, I know from my point of view, we were always appreciative of anybody willing to drive up here to put on a show, let alone at that time, or like fucking Hate Inc., you know? It's like,
Well, that was all Enzo, man. He set it all up, and I think even Jesse Haight was drumming for us at the
yeah.
time, and I think he was even connected with that. He knew like some of you guys or somebody over there, and so Enzo and Jesse were like, "Oh, we're doing
Oh yeah,
this."
that's
And
right, because Big Keith lived up here at the time.
so I was like, that's cool, man. That
Yeah.
sounds fun. Let's do it. And we went out there and we had a blast, man. But I wanted to say about the school that we played in Alpena. Was that Alpena too, the barn?
The barn was, yeah.
Wasn't the
Okay.
other one in Presqu'Île or something?
Yeah,
That's what I thought.
which
The
is like a
school,
hall, the
the,
school that you're thinking of.
yeah, when we played the school one, I remember when we were driving up, it was like the middle of winter. I don't remember what month it was or whatever, but, it started snowing really bad. And then probably about an hour and a half before we got there, it was like whiteout conditions. And we were driving literally 30 miles an hour,
Oh.
maybe. And I thought we were going to get there way late and everybody was going to be pissed and whatever. Because I remember thinking that the time frame was way past when we were supposed to be there. But when we got there was nobody there. And there was a ton of snow on the ground and it was snowing like crazy. And we go in there and we're getting ready to set up and stuff. And I'm setting up some merch and whatever. And like I said, there was no one there yet. And the one main kid that was, I don't know, setting it all up or whatever, I asked him, I said, "Man, what's the deal? Is anybody going to be here? Because there's a, because, this weather's
For sure,
horrible. Like,
man. You're like, fuck, dude.
let me
Yeah.
tell you something, man." He looked at me and he said, "Don't worry, they're going to be here." So I'm like, "All right, cool." And we're setting up. The next thing you know, here comes two, three kids. Here comes five, six, 10 kids, another 20, 30 kids. The place was packed, dude. And when we played, I'm kidding you not, it was one of the best shows that I've ever played, ever. I mean,
Fucking A,
these kids,
man. I
and they were
appreciate
all.
that coming like from me to you.
Yeah, and it was funny because most everybody there was like teenagers, I think.
Oh yeah,
And
definitely. I think the oldest person, I mean, maybe in their mid-20s would have been the oldest person there. The guy that came up to you, shout out to Jason Zilikowski, that's who that was. And he was
okay.
like a year and a half older than everybody. You know what I mean? But at that time, that was like way older, and he was the only one that had a legit job to like put on shows and shit.
Yeah.
And he was straight edge, so he kept his mind right while the rest of us fucking
Oh,
acted like idiots.
he kept his money right
Yeah,
too.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Right on. So all the kids, they were going absolutely nuts. One of the best shows we ever played. And my cousin Daryl, he was living in East Jordan at the time, and he drove out to the show, and he was standing kind of close by to where we were playing, kind of the outskirts of the pit that was going on and whatever, and in between songs, he comes up to me. He's like, "Man, Daryl was 10 years older than me,
Okay.
And I'm 50, so back then, I don't know when that was, 2004. So he was older, than everybody, really. And he's an old school hardcore dude, man. And he was like, "Man, I want to get in there and go crazy, but I don't want to hurt nobody."
I got a Daryl story that I met
Yeah.
him.
And
I met
so I
him.
looked at him.
Oh, go ahead. I'm
I go,
sorry.
"Dude, look at all of these kids. They're going nuts." I said, "Just go in there and do your thing, man. Don't worry about it, So we're playing the next song, man, and everybody's like circle pitting and stuff. And I'm looking at Daryl off to the side. It looks like he's getting ready, getting ready. And then he goes in, man, he got bulldozed to the ground.
All
It
of
was
that,
so
dude.
funny, man. I was laughing so hard I couldn't even sing.
Oh, that's
It
fucking great.
was a great time, man. I really loved that time there at that school, that show. And much props and respect to everybody that was involved putting that on, and all the kids that came out, man, and had a good time. Another funny thing was afterwards, when I was selling merch, man, this fat kid came up to the merch table and he goes, "You got anything in a 4X?" And I was like, "No, I don't, I'm all out, but I got this 2X, man, and they run in big. I think you might be able to get into it." He's like, "No way, no way." And he was a big round dude, and at the time, I had Emery Ward was playing bass with us, and he was a big round guy too, And I said, my bass player fits into these 2Xs, you just got to stretch them out." I said, "If you want to do that, you can have it." And I gave it to him. He's like, "Let me try it, And he put it on, and it was tight on him. And he goes, "I don't know, man. How's it look?" I go, "Dude, you look like a power lifter."
Hell yeah.
He's like, "That's cool," and he walked away all stern. It was funny.
Oh man, I don't wonder who that was.
Yeah,
But
that's
yeah,
one
it
thing about Michigan people
was.
is like, we don't give a fuck about the snow. If there's a mission we're going down, like, we'll get there. We
Fucking
might
man.
get there
Yeah.
a little bit slower, but like, we'll get there.
It was a good time, man, for sure.
I've made plenty of trips to Detroit with plow truck escorts on 75, so.
Oh, boy.
I have a Daryl story which involves I'll make it quick because it's
Yeah, go
almost the
ahead,
same
shoot.
thing as
Yeah.
the pit story. So I go to see Hatebreed and Throwdown in Traverse City on and they're coming off of like Ozfest. It's like a one-off show. And I'm coming from the bathroom back into the show, and this big motherfucker in a Hate Inc. t-shirt with the sleeves cut off is staring at me. And he's like, "What's up?" And I'm like, "What's up? Cool shirt." And he looks at, and I happen to be wearing a Cold as Life t-shirt. He's like, "Cool shirt." And we just started hanging out and bullshitting and blah blah blah. And
Yeah.
super nice dude. So everybody's fucking moshing. I'm like, "Dude, you want to get in there or what?" He's like, "I'm not trying to go back to prison, man. I fucking lost. I laughed so fucking hard because I just had no idea where he came from, you know." And then
Right.
after we started talking, put it together. But then we were all the ones that ended up getting thrown out the show, so I never got to say bye to him. It's like 20 kids from Alpena got kicked out for fucking dancing hard. It's pretty gay.
Okay. Well,
But
that's cool. That's cool
yeah.
you ran it.
And he was with like
That's cool.
a
Yeah, that's cool that you ran into him.
yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I'm glad I had the chance.
Yeah, I miss him, man.
So with this Fraternal Order repress coming out, well, I should say first time being issued on vinyl, it's cool to see this old stuff getting put back out on that format since a lot of it never got put on there. Did you guys do like a remaster of the album or anything, or does it stay exactly how it was before?
Oh man, well, yeah, I didn't have any of the original recordings, man. So they kind of went off of like the best copy that we could get our hands on, and I think they might have, fudged it a little, but it's pretty much the same as the disc, because I didn't have any of the because Mike Hastie's studio is like no longer around, and he don't have none of that stuff, and I have no idea what I did with the original stuff, man.
You
So,
don't think about it back then, you know, you're just whatever.
Yeah, nobody
I
thinks
mean, yeah,
20
because back
years
then
out
it was
into the
just all
future.
about, it was never about, it's still really, I mean, it's never
Right.
about money or anything like that. You just want to get it out there, have the kids hear it and have it in your hand, and I mean, it's hardcore, man. It's no big deal. So you don't think about that kind of stuff till way
No.
later, when it's like in demand, and it turns into something more than, you never thought it would turn into, kind of like this negative approach stuff that's been going on for a long time now. I used to hang out with John Brannon a lot. He sings on that Life of Pain record. We do a NA cover, and
Yeah, genocide.
yeah, and I used to hang out with him a lot, man. And I remember, man, he used to tell me, because I used to tell him all the time, "You got to do the NA stuff again, man." And he said, "No, that stuff was so long ago, nobody cares about that." And I said, "Man, you are very wrong. Everybody wants to hear it." So he ended up on it, and look at them now, man. They've been playing shows for the past, what, 10, 12, 15
Fuck
years or
yeah.
something.
And they
Yeah.
keep putting out represses and
And
Oh, yeah.
he's doing like a UK tour right now, or getting to
Yeah.
ready to go on one.
Yeah, they're re-releasing stuff. They're putting stuff out, merch, everything is, readily available now. So
Yeah, and
good for
he was like
them.
the star of that Detroit Hardcore documentary that came out too, basically. Like him and Ian McKay. They were, I would think, who got interviewed the most.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's a great thing too. That hardcore movie is amazing. That Otto did a great job with that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we both bought it. It's sweet.
The most underrated, probably one of the most underrated scenes, the original Detroit scene, and then the most underrated Detroit band is Heresy. Tim King and his brother were interviewed in that Detroit hardcore movie. They got
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
the long beard.
Just the biker looking
Yeah.
dudes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were called the Slee
The
Stacks
Slee
back then.
Stacks, that's right, yeah.
They used a roadie for that for NA back when NA was playing in the early 80s. They used to, and they had a lot to do with the release of the Linda Blair 7-inch and all that. They put it together and all that. But one of the most underrated bands is Tim's band Heresy. So you kids out there, try to check out that band. There's also a UK band, Heresy, so don't get confused. It's Heresy Detroit.
So, do you have plans to do clockwork too in the future? Or are you still debating that?
Yes, I
Yeah.
would absolutely love to do that. We're gonna kind of go with the flow with what's going on with the fraternal right now and get that out there and go through the motions with that. But as soon as that kind of lets up a little bit, I definitely want to do the same thing with Clockwork, and hopefully Daze and Collide will do the same thing for it. Yeah, and G will.
Yeah, I mean,
Fucking
I
A.
think both deserve it. Like, might as well have them all out there because Cold as Life did it. It worked well for them. It seemed to work well for Dogs of War.
Yeah.
When we interviewed Lenny, like, we told him, like, it'd be cool to see the Earth Mover stuff out there. And, like, I think all that stuff would do well.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I think so too, man. And I think not a lot of people have heard the Clockwork record, I don't think, compared to the amount of people that may have heard the Fraternal. But it's very similar,
I guess that's
to
surprising to me, 'cause
it's so hard to get a hold of them, like
that's
real ones,
true,
though, you know?
but I don't know. I
It's
had
kind of a
like
good thing, though.
digital,
It's
like
kind of
burnt copies when
That's
I was
true.
younger. So I like Life of Pain I heard first, then I
Yeah.
heard Clockwork, then I heard Fraternal. Like I didn't hear Fraternal till last, actually. But maybe it's just
Yeah.
'cause I'm a little younger and that's the order I
Right.
got them in.
Well, I like the fact that it's kind of, it's always been kind of hard to get and whatever, I mean, it's always good to, come across bands that way. And then when you're interested in something, try to search for it and get it and whatever.
Yep. Yeah. Plus,
It makes
it drives your like desire to get it, and then when you do get
yeah.
it, you appreciate it that much more instead of just being able to walk and get it wherever.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, so that's cool. So I'm psyched that this is coming out on vinyl, and then hopefully we can do the Clockwork on vinyl too. Yeah, definitely.
The Life of Pain, one that you put out, I really liked how you had those bonus live tracks on it. That was a nice touch, and then the Craig artwork. The fucking spiders that look like grenades. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that I was really happy about that. And another thing, I have the entire set from CBGB's I would like to release too.
Oh, that'd be
So
fucking
yeah, that
awesome. That would be sweet. You'd need
yeah,
like a
that's
little bonus disc included on something.
there you go right there.
Hell yeah.
Whatever you just did, I can hear you a lot better.
Oh,
So
me?
yeah.
I just moved a little.
So
Oh, to
yeah.
closer to the
Stay
mic.
there. But
I
I would like to release that, as a live album.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Even if you did it like as a DVD release to see the whole show, like not just a audio only record. Do you have video recording of it, or is it just the board recording?
I do have the video, and I am 2 steps ahead of you, brother. I'm
Fucking
was already
Marquee's already
above.
rolling.
All right.
Hell yeah,
Already
dude.
thinking about doing that too, yeah.
Yeah,
You
that would
said
be awesome.
you're gonna try to get out more merch and stuff.
And it's cool because, CBGB's isn't there no more. I mean, it was a historical venue. Everybody's played there. And that show, we shared the stage, with the Cro-Mags guys and HR from the Bad Brains and Lethal Aggression and Everybody Gets Hurt played. Iron Cross played. I
Oh
mean, it was a
shit.
great, everybody went crazy. We had a good time.
Definitely like to see that someday.
Yeah, I knew you guys played there, but I never seen footage or anything of it. I've seen like pictures of people at that show just like through Instagram and stuff, but
Yeah, I have it on video, so I'm definitely thinking about putting that out as a live thing as well.
awesome. That would be definitely something to look forward to.
Oh, if so, G Will, when you hear this, talk to your camp and let them know that this is what we're gonna do.
So what about for like the future of the band itself? Do you guys have well, I shouldn't say you guys, I should say basically you. Do you have plans to start writing new music or playing more shows or anything like that? Or are you just kind of kicking out the back catalog for now?
Well, me and Jeff G are in talks about writing new Cold as Life material and new Hate Inc. material. Yeah. So me and him are going to work on maybe doing like a split EP
Oh, that'd
situation
be
with
so
Cold as
good.
Life and Hate Inc. You heard it here first on your podcast.
Hear
Yeah,
that, motherfuckers?
that would be dope.
Cold as Life, Hate Inc., fucking split.
Yep.
Shit. My
That's
fucking
cool.
hardcore dick just got hard.
Keep it under the
Keep
table.
it under the table.
Take
Yeah,
it easy.
that would be sweet because I've always thought of you guys as kind of like Hate Inc. was like the little brother to Cold as Life, basically, in my
Oh
eyes,
yeah,
at least.
definitely. I mean,
And
they were the band in the beginning. They were the band, and Jeff and Roy's always been a part of it. And that's how it all started. And we've swapped music. Like I wrote CTYC. They released it on their record, and then I stole pretty much some of Jeff's riffs and wrote stuff, that he was involved with. And then I helped write some other jams too for Cold as Life. And
the first
really,
time I
really.
saw your name was on that CTYC song where I was like, Beast, who's this guy? I had no idea. I'm way up north. And
Right.
that's how one thing led to another,
Cool, man. Yeah, we've been brothers a long time and musical collaborators. And so yeah, we're definitely talking about doing something together musically, at least at the very least, releasing something.
Yeah.
Are you headed to This Is Hardcore with those guys in
That's
Philly?
the $100 million question. I'm not exactly sure if I'm going to do that or not, if I'm going, but if I do go, we'll probably do some jams. I'll probably jump up there and kick out some
Fuck
jams,
yeah, Dan, that'd be cool.
but
Where
I'm
is
not sure.
that's in Philly, right?
But
they're definitely headlining it, and everybody should be there to see it. It's going to be good.
We had Ramona on, and she was like in the works of that at the time, and then
Yeah, she was saying that he really wanted Cold as Life to play.
Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good, man. That'll be and the lineup for that is incredible.
Definitely. I
Yeah,
wish
there's a
I
ton
could
of
make it out there, but
yeah, Philly's a little bit of a hike from here.
yeah.
I would
Yeah,
say
Philly's
that's
cool.
like
Shout out to all the Philly heads out there. Ian and Joe Hardcore and the rest of the fellows out there.
right on. So I know you got to get going soon.
I mean,
Start
if yeah, if
to.
you got any, I mean, if you got anything else, man, shoot it at me. I mean, I got a few minutes if you
Shit, we
want.
could talk all day, man. Like, this is what we do.
So what do you want out of Hate Inc.?
What's that?
I mean, what do you want for the future of Hate Inc.?
Well, really, just like everything that I just kind of outlined, you know, I mean, I'm excited about Fraternal coming out on the vinyl here with Daze and Collide, and then hopefully we can do the Clockwork as well. And then just working on some new stuff with Jeff G, you know, to get in the studio and at least put out an EP at the very least. I mean, that's kind of like where my head's at. And, you know, G's on the same page. So we're kind of doing that. And then, you know, I think he's also thinking about doing, you know, more Cold as Life material in his camp with that. But, you know, that's kind of outside of Hate Inc. But as far as Hate Inc. goes, me and Jeff are definitely talking about at least doing a handful of songs to get in the studio with.
Yeah, that's the
But
key, that's the gateway to a handful of shows.
yeah,
But
hit everybody.
that's pretty much all I want to do. I'm not really focused on doing shows. If something came up, some kind of offer, you know, whatever,
Right.
I mean, it's possible. It's definitely possible. I mean, you know, we just did the Tied Down back in October, and or the
Cold as
wasn't
Life
exactly.
reunion.
Yeah, exactly. It
I
wasn't
was
the
there, but
Tied.
I missed your set due to a broken nose.
Oh,
So,
that's a bummer for you,
yeah,
man.
dude.
Because it was
Wait.
good, but
Oh, I know. I watched it after.
you missed Cold. I knew you missed
I
Cold as Life,
missed.
but did you miss? You missed Hate Inc.
I
too.
missed Madball all the way. Madball. I missed Madball. I missed Terror. I missed Cold as Life. I missed Hate Inc.
It was like the whole show.
I got to Death Threat, man.
Yeah, you missed out, man. It was a great show, a great time. You know, Jimmy and those guys for Tied Down, they did a fantastic job. You
Oh, that
know,
show was off the fucking
yeah,
hook,
the
dude.
Russell Complex is amazing. And there wasn't any problems at all, as far as I know. I mean, everything went smooth.
No, it was pretty crazy to have that many people there and like, you know, no major fights or anything, you know.
Yeah, well, I feel like everybody's appreciative that like it's flourishing like
I know
that, so
it's
nobody wants to fuck it up.
yeah, like a totally different attitude.
Yeah, it was a great time. So we did that. So who knows what the future holds as far as playing shows. I'm not really into it too much, but like I said, if the offer's right and, you know, the stars line up correctly, I'm not opposed to doing a show. But definitely get in the studio and release something. So that's kind of all that I've really got planned.
When is the
Just on
physical release date for Fraternal Order? Do you
Clockwork.
have one yet? I can't remember.
No, I don't have that yet. I know they're finished, and
Okay.
I think they're on their way. I'm not exactly sure. I got to touch base with G Will on that, but pretty soon in the next two, you know, couple months, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if there was one or not. I see so many release dates in a week that it starts to blend together after a while. But if I'm able to, I'll definitely grip some up for the record store and stuff too.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate it, man. Let everybody know, and you know, hopefully it does well. Kids can hear it, and
Yeah, people were excited when I grabbed Life of Pain from you. So, I mean, they went pretty quickly, pretty well. I had a couple people even down there get a hold of me, and I was like, damn, like, you guys don't have them down there? Like, I thought.
isn't that funny?
yeah, that's kind of strange that you can. It's a little more readily available in different parts, but
Like, I just recently got a Necros album from Germany, of all places, like halfway around the world, you know?
and I'm surprised too. Like I'm super appreciative to Craig Holloway, who put in the effort to do the artwork and release that for me, and help destroy it and all that stuff. And you know, it was cool to put them live tracks on there for sure. And I like how it came out and everything like that. But as far as the recording goes, I really did not have any vocal time before the studio of that record. I just kind of went in and did it. And
Just
as
yelled your
far
heart out.
as the production out of the three records, Life of Pain is my least favorite, but those jams are really good. Like I think them songs are really good. And we recorded that live as a band. There was no separate tracks or anything like that. We recorded all
Oh,
at once.
that's interesting.
I think
Yeah, I went.
that adds to the record,
Yeah,
though.
it
Like,
does.
to me, that gives it sort of a more hardcore punk rock feel.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of what I was shooting for. That's what the, you know, the bands used to do back in the early 80s. You know, they just go in the studio and play live. you know, like the Necros and NA and Dead Kennedys and bands like that. And if you mess up the song, you play the whole song over again, you know?
So don't fuck it up.
MC5 and the Stooges did it too. Why not follow tradition?
Everybody. Yeah, so I wanted to try it that way. And, you know, I like it a lot. Like I said, I just wasn't happy with the vocals on that one. But, you know, the kids seem to dig it, so it's cool.
Right on. So did a couple more things just before we wrap stuff up. Were you part of the Hate Inc. Europe show, or was that a different lineup?
What are you saying? You're asking me if I sang it?
Yeah, like, were you there? Was that?
Yeah, you went to Europe with Cold as Life and Hate Inc., right? That was a tour, wasn't it?
Nobody's ever going to sing for Hate Inc. but me. Okay, right. Guys?
Okay.
And if it happens after I'm gone, then my spirit is going to come back. And it's going to try. No, I'm just kidding. But no, yeah, it was me. Yeah, we did the...
Yeah, I wasn't sure because that was a while back, so I didn't know. And it's kind of hard to find details on that.
Yeah, whatever questions you got on that, for sure. But yeah, I sang that tour. That was 2007. The Cold as Life guys at the time, they put that together, and they said, we want to take you with us and do Hate Inc. And I said, let's do it. And it was a great time, man. We did like, I want to say like 30 shows in like 35 days or something.
Fucking damn, working.
Fucking busy.
And we played pretty much all over Europe. And it was a great time, man. We did a couple of fests, and that was awesome. We ran into Murphy's Law. Shout out to Jimmy G. And one of the highlights of the tour for me was running into the Addicts. So I got to hang out with Monkey.
Nice.
Because I love the Addicts. And yeah, it was a good time, man. Played with a lot of cool bands. England was especially cool. You know, hung out with some cool bands and cool guys there in England. Austria was amazing. That was a great time.
We got to get to Europe, man.
Yeah.
You have to go to Europe. It's got to be on your bucket list, man. I mean,
I need somebody to like knock me out for the flight, and then I'll get there. I can do a short flight. The long flight is what gets me.
Well, Jack Daniels does wonders, man.
Yeah, I guess that would help. But drink flights are expensive, so I'd have to get tanked before I go on. But that wouldn't take much because I don't drink really anyways.
Right,
I'd be like three shots in. I'm like, all right, fuck it, take me.
Yeah, you just pick up the half gallon before you leave.
And I'll be going on a stretcher on the Uber then.
On the Uber way there, just slam the half gallon and to the airport. You check in and you're on the flight sleeping.
They'd have me on the medical part, like a gurney underneath in the storage compartment.
Are you still, you tattoo full time too?
No, I've never done any tattoos. I don't do that.
I thought you tattooed.
You're thinking of Daryl, dude.
Well, I know Daryl tattooed, but I guess you said you were booked yesterday, and I guess I just assumed. I don't know why.
Oh, because 90% of people in hardcore bands are tattoo artists or barbers.
I was booked with my family. I had family business.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, man. It's just a figure of speech. I got you. I didn't know, man. Shit.
Daryl was the artist.
Yeah, I knew that. I do have a hating tattoo, but not done by Daryl.
Nice. Very good.
I was at Harpo's one time watching the Misfits, and I was walking by somebody, and I heard these kids, they were like, look at that guy, he's got a Hate Inc. tattoo, wow. I'm like, oh, all right. I didn't say nothing to him, but it was just funny to overhear it.
That would be weird.
Harpo's, man, that place could be a handful. I don't know about these days. I know Roosevelt is running it nowadays. He used to run Blondie's and Todd's or the Marquee back in the day. He's running Harpo's now, so I think he's doing a pretty good job with it. But I know back in the day, Harpo's was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I've heard some crazy stories out of there. I've only been there three times, I want to say. I haven't been there in like 10 years at this point. It was a while ago.
Right, right. Cool deal.
So before we... Wrap things up. We do have one question that we ask everybody on the show.
And, go ahead, shoot.
We like to know, outside of your genre of music that you play, what is something that you listen to that people would not expect?
Christian music. I listen to a lot of Christian music.
Okay.
a lot of like easygoing Christian, you know, I don't know what you call it, music, you know,
like gospel stuff or just Christian not, in general,
Christian rock.
Yeah, some of it. Jars of Clay can be kind of rocky.
Yeah, I
guess.
Remember that band.
Of what is it, King and Country? King and Country. I like them a lot. They're kind of more rocky or whatever. But
isn't that Benson guy?
What's his name?
Benson Boone.
Benson Boone, I like him. I like a lot of that stuff. So, yeah, people would probably definitely not expect that.
I didn't.
I didn't.
I'm pretty spiritual. I try to keep it spiritual. I try to keep, you know, Jesus at the forefront of everything. I do. I try, you know. I mean.
It's all you can do, man.
Yeah. So that's kind of the main one, I would say. The rest of it would probably be like... I like a lot of hippie stuff, a lot of 70s, 60s and 70s style stuff. But I also love a lot of old school rock like Kiss and Alice Cooper. And I grew up with that, you know.
Definitely.
You started
liking
country.
Country. I'm starting to like country. My girlfriend's getting me.
I heard her in the background.
Yeah. There is certain stuff out there country-wise that's good.
Yeah, hi, baby. She's just, is she here?
Hello.
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 All right, man, I know you got some stuff that you want to get to, so we appreciate you sitting down and talking with us and giving us a little bit of look into the future of the band.
Hell yeah, man. I'm glad we got this shit together, finally.
No, I really appreciate it, you guys. Man, I know we've been kind of going back and forth trying to get this done, but it's cool, man. You know, I want to get the word out for the record and the Fraternal record dropping soon on Days and Collide. And shout to G Will again for making it all possible, and you know, for taking the time to do this and get the word out and whatever. And hopefully soon we can get Clockwork Misery out there as well.
Yeah, I look forward to both for sure.
So I appreciate it, you guys. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, man. You enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll be in touch with you online.
Cool deal. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Later.
Later, Gator.
Later.